I can share with you guys.
不过是从曼菲斯到芝加哥的那飞机误点了。However,
the plane was late from Memphis to Chicago.
礼拜六晚上我们只好住在芝加哥啊，没有到达Portland这里。So
we stayed at Chicago Friday, Saturday evening.
所以很抱歉，上一次六年前没有来到你们当中。So
therefore, I didn't make it 6 years ago.
所以今天来到你们当中是来还你们的债啊。So
today I pay the debt.
Yeah, 所以很高兴来到你们当中。
Very happy to be with you.
那而且我们这次出来的话，我从牧师退休下来了。
I have been retired as a pastor.
所以这次可以多一点时间出来旅行。
So I can spend more time traveling.
这次跟师母出来旅行的话，是要庆祝我们结婚50周年。
And this time, we celebrate anniversary, 50 years anniversary.
所以我们是要玩 Oregon, Washington State, Vancouver, 然后 Alaska Cruise, 然后在阿拉斯加那边要玩一个礼拜。
So therefore, we're traveling here in Oregon, Washington, and Vancouver, then we will go to Alaska Cruise.
Yeah, 我稍微简单介绍我自己，我是在国内福建省福州的地方出生的。
I was born in Fujian province.
我出生那一年是1945年。
I was born in 1945.
那一岁的时候，我们家就搬到台湾。
We moved to Taiwan when I was one.
我在台湾长大的。
So I grew up in Taiwan.
然后大学毕业就来美国念研究所。
And I attend graduate school in the United States after graduate from college.
我1972年就拿到统计学的博士。
In 1972, I obtained a PhD degree in statistics.
然后我做医学研究做了30年的时间。
I spent 30 years in medical research.
最后是玛丽兰大学医学院的正教授。
I was the full professor in University of Maryland Medical School.
然后神呼召我，我就出来做牧师。
God called me out to be a pastor.
牧师做了整整做13年。
I've been a pastor for 13 years.
做了3个地方的牧师。
I've been to 3 different places.
一个在 St. Louis, Missouri.
First in St. Louis, Missouri.
后来在新泽西州的北边靠近纽约市的地方。
And then in North New Jersey.
后来在 Memphis, Tennessee.
And last one is Memphis, Tennessee.
那从 Memphis, Tennessee 那边退休，我们就搬到休斯顿，德州那里。
After I retired, we moved to Houston, Texas.
因为我们大儿子，他们一家在那里。Because
my older son lived there.
好，那现在打开圣经，我们看一下我今天想要讲的这一段。Please
open up your Bible, and we will read the verse that we study today.
我们是从创世纪第2章18节念到25节。Let's
read from Genesis chapter 2, 18 to 25.
我想节选时间，好吧，就请这位姐妹念英文好了啊。So
I will read it in English. It is also on the bulletin if you don't have your Bible. The Lord said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God has formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So Lord God caused the man to fall asleep, a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's rib and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame."
那我们低头做个祷告啊。Let's
bow our head and pray.
我们在天上父神，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你，让孩子今天可以来到这里来传讲神的信息。求圣灵在我们当中，做我们的老师， 那我们能了解婚姻的真正的意义，也让我们每个人的婚姻都可以照神的标准、神的要求，能够过一个美满的婚姻的生活。我们这样祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督圣名求，阿们，
阿们。
创世纪是圣经的第一本书，
Genesis is the first book of the Bible。
圣经的前面五本书是摩西五经，
The first five chapter was written by Moses。
在这五本书里面，我们读到人是神的特别的创造。
We knew from these five chapters that human is a special creation from God.
是他按照他的形象所创造出来的。
We were created from God's image.
因为我们人都有神的形象，所以我们所有的人都是平等的。
Because we all have the image in God, so everybody is equal.
神造了第一个人叫做亚当。
The first man he created called Adam.
神造了第一个女人叫做夏娃。
The first woman he created, called Eve.
这个人类有始祖的观念。
They are the ancestors of human.
不只是圣经里面这样的说。
It's not just recorded by Bible.
也是目前一般科学能够接受的。
It's also confirmed by science.
我记得在二十几年前，科学家在讨论。
I remember 25 years ago, the scientists were discussing.
由人类细胞中的粒线体中的 DNA 的传递
from the DNA in human cells
可以推想到人类有一个粒线体的夏娃 mitochondria Eve
they said a human has a
mitochondria
Eve
科学家可以推想出来有一位夏娃
so the scientist said there might be one Eve
那当然也必须有一个真的夏娃以及亚当。
So therefore, there should be an Adam as well.
既然说是有第一个男人、第一个女人。
So therefore, there's the first man and first woman.
自然就会有第一个婚姻。
And there will be a first marriage.
神创造了男人跟女人。
God created man and woman.
他也主持了这第一个婚姻。
And he also instituted the first marriage.
婚姻是一件很重要的事情。
Marriage is very important.
这是在全世界各样的文化当中都是很重要的一个人生的大事。
It is very important in all kinds of cultures among the world.
也是我们每个人非常重视的事情。
We also think it is very important.
大家都希望说有一个美满的婚姻。
Everybody wants to have a perfect marriage.
但是事实上却不是这样。
However, the truth is not like that.
在美国
In United States.
1940年每年每一千人里面有两对夫妇离婚。
In 1940, every 1,000 couple, there are two couples, there were two couples were divorced.
Okay, every 1,000 person.
So, every 1,000 person.
Actually, 500 couples. 在1970年代每年每一千人里面有四对夫妇离婚。
In the 70s, every 1,000 person, there are four couples that are divorced.
在1960年代。
In 1960s.
由于避孕药的发明。
Because of the
contraceptive. 产生了所谓的性的革命。
And we start a sex revolution.
是离婚率大为增高。
And the divorce rate increased significantly.
一般说来。
Generally speaking.
社会的科技进步。
The science and with the science and technology.
知识的增加。
Increase of the knowledge.
并没有使人们的生活更加快乐。
It didn't make us happier.
婚姻更加美满。
It didn't make marriage happier.
反而有负面的影响。
And on the contrary, it bring negative effect.
产生这样的情形的原因。
The reason behind it.
是因为美国的媒体跟电视里面的戏剧所描述的。
It was what was described in the media and in the soap operas.
很多是不正常的家庭。
Often there are not abnormal families.
使大家认为这样的情况是社会一般的状况。
It causes others to think this abnormality is a normal.
所以我们在教会必须从圣经的观点。
Therefore, in church, we have to see from the Bible's perspective.
来教导对于婚姻的正确的观念。
To teach a correct concept about marriage.
必须从信仰的根本来做对于婚姻的教导。
We teach marriage from our faith.
今天我们从三方面来了解圣经对婚姻的教导。
Today, we're going to talk about three aspects about the Bible, the teaching from the Bible.
第一，婚姻是神所设立的。
First, the marriage is instituted by God.
第二，我们对婚姻的看法应该是如何。
The second, how we should look at the marriage.
第三，我们婚姻的失败的原因在哪里。
And third, what causes the failure of marriage?
第一，我们要明白婚姻是神所设立的。
First, we have to understand that marriage is established by God.
主耶稣在世上的时候，一般犹太人接受犹太教的一些教导。
While Jesus was on the in the world, the Jewish accept the Jewish teachings.
主耶稣好几次的教导人们。
Jesus taught people.
说这些规条在生活表面上的规条不是比一个人内心的思想更加重要。
And he said the rules on the surface is not as important as what you really think in your heart.
所以主耶稣对仪式或者礼仪的律法规条他有放松的地方。
So therefore, to those rituals or the laws,Jesus was not that strict.
但对于婚姻的教导，主耶稣确实比当时犹太教师的教导来得更加严格。
However, on the topic of marriage, the teaching of Jesus is actually more strict than the Jewish teaching.
当犹太人来问主耶稣说，能不能离婚？关于离婚的事，是否离婚在所有的情况下都是合律法的。
When the Jews came to Jesus, they asked Jesus whether the divorce is according to the law.
主耶稣记载的回答记载在马可福音第十章第五到第九节。
Jesus' teaching was in book of Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 5 to verse 9.
摩西因为你们心硬，所以写这个条例，就是离婚的规条给你们。
马可福音
十章五到九节。
It was because your heart were hard that Moses wrote you this law.
但起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女。
But at the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female.
所以人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
既然如此，夫妻就不再是两个人，而是一体了。
So therefore, they no longer two, but one.
所以神配合的人不可分开。
God has joined together, let man not separate.
最后的这一节说，所以神配合的人不可分开。
The last verse says, therefore what God has joined together, let man not separate.
是传统的结婚典礼最后牧师宣布的一句话。
In the traditional wedding ceremony, the pastor usually end with this verse.
是主耶稣的宣告。
This is the teaching from Jesus.
那主耶稣回答的前面三节是主耶稣重复了创世纪的记载。
And Jesus also repeated the verses from Genesis.
主耶稣的话是当时发问的犹太人跟我们今天读到的人觉得就回想到创世纪里面记载的伊甸乐园，伊甸的乐园跟人类的开始。
Jesus' teaching has brought us, as well as the Jews at that time, back to the Eden.
在那边神看到亚当一个人寂寞。
In the Garden of Eden, God saw Adam was lonely.
神就说那个人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
And he said it's not good for man to be alone. I will create a spouse for him, helper for him.
神就让亚当睡觉了，在他睡着的时候，神在他的身上取了一条肋骨，然后再把肉合起来。
The Lord caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and he took man's rib and then closed up the place with flesh.
神从那人的身上所取的肋骨就造成了一个女人。
And Lord make a woman from the rib he taken out of man.
这段记载有很深奥的属灵的意义。
And this record, the Bible has a very deep spiritual meaning.
在神创造女人的描述里面，
In the description of creation of woman,
我们看到神不是由男人的头部拿出骨头来。
Lord did not take a bone from man's head.
造出一个女人来管理指挥男人。
He didn't create a woman to manage man.
神也不是从男人的脚部拿出骨头来，再造出一个女人来做男人的奴仆。
And he didn't create a woman from the bones of the foot to be a woman as a slave.
神却是由男人的肋骨里面拿出骨头来造一个女人来做男人平等的同伴。
But Lord, make the woman out of the rib of a man to be an equal part of the man.
肋骨是靠近男人的心。
A rib is close to the heart of the man.
所以女人是靠近男人的心。
Therefore, woman is close to heart of man.
是他喜爱的对象。
Is what he likes.
当神造好了女人，神就领她到亚当的面前。
And then the Lord led the woman to Adam.
就像父亲领着新娘到新郎的面前。
Just like the father walked the daughter to the groom.
亚当看到神最后的创造，也是最美丽的创造。
And Adam saw the last creation from the Lord was also the most beautiful.
亚当就说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And so Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子联合。
This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife.
他们两个人是在神的美好的创造之下。
And so Adam and Eve were beautiful creation of God.
在人堕落犯罪之前，
It's before the fall of man.
他们充满了无限的清洁美丽。
They were beautiful and they were holy.
他们没有罪的污染。
They are not tainted by the sin.
是在将来主耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus comes again,
基督跟他的心腹的一个完美的预表。
And this is like Jesus and his bride.
基督的心腹就是基督的教会。
Jesus' bride is his church.
在神创造女人之后，男人就达到了完全的境地。
After God created a woman, a man was perfect.
亚当照着神的形象被造的。
Adam was created by God's image.
他有健康的身体。
He had a healthy body.
他有神给他的职业。
He had a career given by God.
就是要他来管理伊甸乐园。
And he managed the Garden of Eden.
他有神给他的责任。
And he had the responsibility from God.
他要治理全地。
He will manage the land.
他现在有一个配偶。
Now he had a spouse.
他有一个家庭。
He had a family.
这个人类第一个家庭。
This is the first family in human history.
是神建立的。
Was established by God.
是人类社会的基本单位。
It was the basic unit of human society.
也是以后人类所有的婚姻必须模仿的最好的榜样。
Also the best example of all the human marriages.
如果离开了这样的模式，一定是人犯罪的结果。
If you leave this model, and it has to be the result of sin.
所以当法利赛人问耶稣说，
So therefore, when the Pharisees ask Jesus.
摩西为什么吩咐说给妻子休书就可以休她呢？
Why did the, Moses, allow a man to divorce his wife?
主耶稣回答他们说。
And, Jesus answered.
摩西是因为你们心硬。
It was because your hearts were hard.
所以许你们休妻。
That he had allowed you to divorce your wife.
但是起初并不是这样。
But this is not God's intent.
第二方面。
And second aspect,
我们要了解神要我们如何来看婚姻。
We need to understand how God wants us to look at the marriage.
我们要从创世纪的记载跟主耶稣的教导。
We need to learn from the, book of Genesis as well as Jesus' teaching.
来思考婚姻的意义。
From these two, we need to think about the meaning of marriage.
我们可以看出婚姻的五个意义。
You can, find the five important meanings of marriage.
首先，婚姻的两个目的是。
The first, the two purposes of, the marriage is.
夫妇彼此的益处。
It is for, the benefit for both, spouses.
以及繁殖后代。
And also for, reproduction.
根据在创世纪里面神的宣告。
According to a book of Genesis,
那个人独居不好。
God said it's not good for man to be alone.
所以他建立婚姻使夫妻成为伴侣。
So therefore he established marriage so the spouses can be companions.
生活中有喜乐。
So that we can have joy in our life.
然后在神造男造女之后让他们成为夫妻之后。
And after God created man and woman and married them,
神对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理全地。
So God tell them to produce children to populate the whole world.
所以婚姻的第二目的是要生儿育女，来管理神所交托给我们的世界。
So the second purpose of marriage is to raise children to manage the world.
第二个意义，圣经里面告诉我们说，最体现的婚姻是一男一女的婚姻。
And the second point is that the Bible told us the first marriage was between a man and a woman.
这样一男一女的开始建立第一个家庭，建立第一个婚姻，非常合理的事情。
It's very reasonable to have a family of a man and a woman.
这样的一夫一妻的婚姻是神的计划。
And this is according to God's plan.
后来一夫多妻是人的堕落之后所造成的。
Oh, the polygamy happened only after man's fall.
不是神的规划。
This is not God's design.
第三。
The third point.
在圣经里面没有说可以离婚的事情。
The Bible did not teach us about divorce.
因为主耶稣很明白地说了。
And Jesus said clearly,
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人了，乃是一体了。
So they are no longer two, but one.
所以神配合的人不可分开。
What God has joined together, let man not separate.
既然是神的旨意要一男一女结婚成立家庭。
So it's God's will to have man and a woman establish a family.
那就是神所配合的人不能够随己意来分开。
What God has joined together, man cannot separate by its own will.
这样的婚姻关系是最重要的关系。
So this is the most important part of marriage.
甚至一个人跟父母的关系。
It's more important than the relationship to your parents.
在婚前是最重要的关系。
Your relationship to parents might be the most important relation.
在婚后要成为次要的关系。
After marriage, it become less important.
第四。
The fourth point.
圣经里面说夫妻联合二人成为一体。
The Bible says, they join together become one.
这包括夫妻之间的性的关系。
It include the sexual relationship.
圣经里面没有允许一个男人跟女人在婚姻之外可以有性的关系。
The Bible did not allow a sexual relationship outside marriage.
也就是说在婚姻之前也不可以有性的关系。
Therefore, you cannot have sexual relationship before marriage either.
今天社会的风气。
But in the world today,
在结婚之前有性关系是没有关系的事。
People take it for granted that you can have sex before marriage.
那不是神的旨意。
This is not God's will.
第五。
The fifth point.
神的规划跟主耶稣的教训。
According to God's will and Jesus' teaching.
并没有容许夫妻用四分的心情进入婚姻。
They didn't allow you to enter marriage with a purpose of testing.
圣经上没有说结婚是一个合同。
The Bible didn't say that marriage is a contract.
两方觉得不好可以取消合同。
If you don't like it, you can cancel the contract.
圣经说的是这样。
But Bible teaches.
婚姻是神所配合的。
Marriage is established by God.
所以圣经是一个约言。
So,Therefore, marriage is a covenant.
所以这是一个神也参加在里面的。
God is also in the covenant.
两方面不能够后悔而取消的约。
Human cannot cancel it.
神，我们的神是一位守约施慈爱的神。
Our God keeps his promise.
进入婚姻的男女也必须是守约彼此相爱的夫妻。
We enter marriage.And we have to keep promise as well.
在每一个婚姻里面
Inside every marriage,
夫妻都在接受考验
Both husband and wife are under test.
但是我们不能够把婚姻看成是试验
But you cannot take marriage as an experiment.
不成功就可以取消
If you cannot be successful, you can cancel it.
在婚姻里面困难都会发生
There will be difficulties in marriage.
而且夫妻也会吵架
They might be fighting as well
甚至会打架
Even fighting physically
但是他们不能因为婚姻的困难
But we cannot just because we have difficulties
或者婚姻有不快乐
Or we are unhappy
就要取消他们的婚姻的关系
And we cancel the marriage
最后第三方面
And the third aspect today
那我们来看我们婚姻失败的原因在哪里
We want to take a look at what are the causes for marriage failures.
我们可以说所有婚姻的问题是个人的问题。
We can say the problems of the marriage is our individual problems.
是人的品格的问题。
It's the problem of the character.
如果一个婚姻失败的话
If a marriage failed,
一定是丈夫或妻子一方。
It could beThe fault of the husband or the wife.
或者两方都失败的结果。
Or the fault of both.
今天的离婚率是非常的高。
We have a very high divorce rate today.
原因在哪里呢
What's the reason?
首先我们都受到媒体的影响。
First, we are influenced by the media.
我们看的小说看的电影看的电视剧。
We watch movies, we watch soap operas.
给我们一些不正常的对婚姻的观念。
Give us a wrong concept of marriage.
我们看到媒体所描述的夫妻的关系。
We saw the marriage relationship described by the media.
我们就要求我们的婚姻关系必须像那样。
And we tell ourselves that we have to have the same marriage.
但是我们自己的婚姻达不到小说或电影里面描述的那样的情形。
However, our own marriage is notas wonderful as what you see in the movies.
我们就失望，就容易对婚姻产生不满。
And we feel disappointed, and we are unsatisfied with our own marriage.
有时媒体告诉我们。
Sometimes the media told us.
男女之间一定要有爱情才生活在一起。
You need to have love to live together.
如果没有爱情，那就应该分开。
If you do not love each other, then you should separate.
媒体又告诉我们说，人都有中年期的危机。
And the media also tell us that you all have midlife crisis.
如果婚姻没有足够的爱情
，If you don't have enough love,
那就赶紧再去追求一个心中梦想的婚姻。
And you should just go ahead and pursue a different one.
我有一个基督徒朋友。
I have a Christian friend.
就受到媒体的影响。
Was that under influence of the media?
面临着中年期的危机。
Was in a midlife crisis.
就决定放弃他的结婚三十几年的妻子。
And he gave up the wife that he has been with for more than 30 years.
再去追求他爱情的美梦。
He went pursue a different dream.
这样的追求那不应该有的美梦。
And pursuing a dream that he shouldn't have.
会带来我们婚姻上很多的不快乐，会产生很多失败的婚姻。
And this is the reason behind his failure.
第二个原因，婚姻会失败。
And second reason of the failure.
是因为夫妻一方或双方不能接受婚姻的限制或者负担。
It's because either one spouse or both cannot accept the bondage of marriage.
很多人走进这个婚姻的花园。
A lot of people enter the garden of marriage.
以为这个花园是一个完全美丽，而可以过一个为所欲为的非常享受的生活。
They thought that this garden was a perfect garden and you can do whatever you want.
他们不知道。
But they don't know.
婚姻的原则是比较像一个菜园。
Marriage is more like a vegetable garden.
我们必须用心努力。
We have to work hard.
去除草。
To weed.
去耕种。
To plow.
在伊甸园中的限制。
And to have the limit of the Eden, Garden Eden.
是亚当跟夏娃在试探面前跌倒。
That is the test that Adam and Eve failed.
带来无穷的痛苦跟伤心。
And this is the reason for their agony.
同样的，在婚姻的园子里面。
In the same, for the same reason, when you are in the Garden of Marriage,
有很多的限制。
There are boundaries.
夫妻在一起是要一起同甘共苦。
And the husband and wife need to share with each other.
一起流血流汗。
Work each other and share the burden.
经历生活上面的失望、伤心跟考验。
Need to go through the disappointment and the trials of life.
一些没有骨气、软弱的人说。
There are some weak people will say,
我们在一起不快乐。
We are not happy together.
就赶紧到法院去离婚。
Let's divorce.
但是谁说的？
But who said that?
我们有权利要快乐。
Who said that we have the right to be happy?
我们做基督徒的。
We Christians.
我们是神所拣选的。
We were selected by God.
要我们辛劳工作。
He wanted us to work.
要背负我们的十字架。
To carry our cross.
在我们的困难当中。
In our trials,
我们会产生忍耐的德性。
We will develop our endurance,
使我们的灵魂更加完美。
To perfect our soul,
当我们结婚的人，
for us who are married,
发现在我们的婚姻中有苦难，
we found difficulties in our marriage life,
而且比别的其他的关系有更大的苦难的时候，
and maybe it's a bigger trial,
我们是面临一个重大的考验。
It is a test for us.
在那时
At that point,
那感情上的快乐已经消失。
The happiness from,
但是我们的责任仍然存在。
But our responsibility still exists.
我们做丈夫或者妻子的。
Husband or wife,
有没有那样善良的品格？
Do we have the character?
可以面对困难。
That to face the difficulty.
负起我们的责任呢？
To take the responsibility.
我做牧师。
When I was a pastor,
在主持婚礼的时候，
in the wedding ceremony,
我看着新郎跟新娘的脸，
I saw the faces of the bride and the groom.
要他们跟着我说婚姻的誓言。
I asked them to follow me to say the word.
我在神以及这里众位见证人的面前做这样的誓言。
I make this promise before God and everybody here as witness.
只要我们彼此还活着的时候，
As long as we are living,
无论在富裕或者贫穷，
Whether we are worthy or poor,
无论是在快乐或者伤心，
Whether we are happy or sad,
无论是在健康或者疾病，
Whether we are healthy or sick,
我愿意爱你，成为你忠心的丈夫和或妻子。
I love you. I'm willing to be your faithful husband or wife.
我那时候我心里问我自己。
At that time, I asked myself.
新郎跟新娘是否有那样的品格？
Does the bride or the groom has such character?
可以实现他们的誓言呢?
To fulfill their promise.
他们是否可以喝那婚姻的苦杯?
Are they willing to drink the cup of marriage?
是否可以经历那婚姻冷水的浸礼呢?
Can they survive the cold baptism of the marriage?
第三方面, 婚姻失败的原因。
The third reason for a marriage failure.
常常是夫妻一方或者两方没有基督教的信仰。
It is because one part or both party does not have the Christian faith.
有信仰包括要明了神对婚姻的规划跟旨意。
For people with faith, they need to understand God's plan for marriage.
愿意遵守神的规划。
Willing to obey God.
以前在英国斯格兰的地方。
In Scotland before,
他们有这样的传统。
They had a tradition.
结婚的那个晚上。
The first night of marriage.
新郎跟新娘在一起做祷告。
A bride and groom will pray together.
在祷告完了之后，新郎就读创世纪第一章跟第二章。
After pray, the groom will read Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2.
来提醒自己跟新娘。
To remind himself as well as the bride.
神创造世界，创造婚姻的旨意。
The will that the God's will in creating the world and creating marriage.
我们要建立家庭在磐石上面。
We want to establish our family on a solid rock.
那个磐石就是万古的磐石。
This rock is the Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督。
Is Lord Jesus.
如果一个男人跟一个女人，当他们要进入婚姻、建立家庭
，When a man and a woman enter marriage to form a family，
在这个最高贵、最美丽、最神圣，也是最困难的人跟人的关系里面
，This relationship is most important, most holy, and also most difficult。
他们愿意来敬畏神
，They are willing to fear God。
愿意来遵守主耶稣的教导。
They are willing to follow Jesus' teaching.
那他们可以期望他们的婚姻会有喜乐。
They can expect to have joy in their marriage life.
因为他们相信神。
Because they believe in God.
他们彼此在灵里面互相帮助。
They help each other in spiritual life.
他们是生活的伴侣。
They are companions.
他们也可以在儿女身上得到莫大的满足。
They can also be satisfied with their children.
因为他们生养儿女。
When they raise their children.
在主里面教导他们。
They teach them in the Lord.
带领他们在灵性上成长。
And grow them in the spiritual life.
这样的夫妻。
This type of husband and wife.
在这样的婚姻里面。
In this kind of marriage.
他们是完全的婚姻的目的。
They have completed the purpose of marriage.
他们实现了神最伟大的计划。
They fulfilled the God's plan.
他们是真正的彰显出来。
And they have displayed.
彰显出来神的形象的男人跟女人。
They've displayed God's image in man and woman.
Let's bow our head in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. We want to thank you. Thank you for...The message in the book of Genesis. We know that our marriage was created by God. God wants to make man and woman, one man and one woman, and God make them together, put them together to become a marriage, to become a family. Lord, we pray that you help us.To know the message in the God's word, in the Bible, then we can live as husband and wife. We love each other. We treat the marriage as a covenant. And we will live out the covenant to glorify God. Lord, we pray that you will help all the families here. Help them to know that their marriage is holy.Their marriage is before God. God is between them. They make the covenant, make their promise before God. Lord, help the family among us and help the church to have good family. Lord, we pray that you will be continue with this church. Church, you will fulfill the work God gave them to do. Lord, we pray that you will, with the pastor Lee, give him the power, give him the strength to lead the church. Lord, we thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks and pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.